Catholic Radio in Metro Detroit. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Catholic psychotherapist and author Dr. Gregory Popcheck and his wife and co-author Lisa Popcheck. Every weekday at this time, Greg, Lisa, and friends help you find faith-filled answers to questions about marriage, parenting, and the people who drive you nuts. So join us for the next hour as we explore how to love and serve the Lord with our whole heart, mind, and strength.
Love you, love with my heart, mind, and strength. I will live your word with my heart, mind, and strength. I will serve you, love, for all the days of my life. I will serve with my heart, mind, and strength.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. I'm your host, Catholic psychotherapist, author, Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Greg's co-host, Catholic family life coach, Lisa Popcheck.
We're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. I hope you had a pleasant weekend. Hope that you were able to reconnect with all the people who are near and dear to you and get some time to rest and be ready for the week that is ahead. But if you are not really looking forward to this week, perhaps because, you know, work is getting you down, or those relationships from the weekend didn't turn out the way you thought they would, or maybe there are certain things coming up this week that you are just dreading, and you don't know how to deal with these problems effectively, well, give us a call. We can help talk it out so that you can celebrate the life that you were meant to have. 877-573-7825 is the toll-free number that you can call to join the conversation.
We had a good weekend, by and large. I hope everyone else did. We are praising God today for electricity.
We are. You know, you can't...
About once a year here, we live out in the country, as longtime listeners may know, and about once a year, a squirrel crawls into the main grid for the substation that controls this part of our little rural area and eats through the wiring, fries itself, and shuts off all our electricity.
Sets the substation on fire.
Forever, yeah. I mean, we just, boom. Last year, I think it took 4 days. This time, thanks be to Jesus, a million times over.
Literally.
It came on at 1:40 this morning. I was so grateful.
Yeah.
It
went out
very,
at 8:50
in
the
here,
morning, and it came back on at 1:40
this
morning.
Which is not bad for being up here.
No.
Up here in the woods. It's not bad. Usually it's much longer, and we hunker down. And you'd think by now we would have gotten a generator, but no.
No, no, no.
So we just tough it through. But I was praising God because there are times, we at least have county water now. We used to have well water. So when the electricity went off, the well pump wouldn't work. Our next door neighbors were going through that yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Had to move out for the whole day because it went off before all six kids took showers and mom was kind of yucky and the toilets couldn't flush. I was really great. I love times like this because it teaches me what I'm grateful for, you know, base level stuff, running water. Electricity. I mean, I really get
very
grateful.
Yeah, I mean, every morning we still thank God for running water because when our well collapsed. I mean, really, it's kind of funny. I mean, you start to appreciate, hey, these things are really gifts, you know.
They really are gifts, and we need to appreciate them a lot more than we do. And, of course, I've been thinking that kind of gratitude piled upon gratitude since we got back from Hong Kong. Because, of course, Hong Kong is a very metropolitan city. You know, honestly, more money per capita than I've probably seen in my life. Wealthy city. People have chauffeurs. They have lovely clothes. They have, most of them don't even bother to have kitchens because they eat out every night. It's a very wealthy city. But even in a city as wealthy as Hong Kong, the water is pure poison. No one can drink the water without boiling it in Hong Kong. And then when you boil it, it still tastes horrific. So you really need to buy water. You never really feel clean. To be able to come back to the States and have that clean feeling when I take a shower or be able to grab a glass of water out of the tap. I know there are a lot of people saying, don't do that. It's still not that clean. It's clean enough that it doesn't poison me to death. It's a beautiful thing. I think about our soldiers who go off and they do so much for us all over the world. And they come back here and they hear about, you know, either complaints about what they're doing or, you know, they're supposed to acclimate quickly. And I'm thinking, these guys really have the experience of no showers, no clean water. Now, you know, we've got to appreciate them a lot more than we do, just for the fact that they go and they handle life at its bare, basic bones around the world that we don't have to do. And it's just, I'm grateful today. We've got lights, we've got water, and I'm a happy girl.
Speaking of being grateful for the small things and developing a more positive attitude, we're going to take a look at some new research that tells you how you can improve your children's attitude, especially as they're getting ready to head back to school.
Ah, you said it!
Turns out, more optimistic children make better learners, and we'll find out, or we'll tell you, how you can help your kids get the most out of the upcoming school year. Yes, it's here. I've said it.
You said it.
It's official now. You heard on Heart, Mind, and
I'm
Strength.
Crying.
People are going back to school soon.
Very soon. It's happening. I was in the doctor's office last week, and there were two teachers sitting there at the allergist talking about, you know, how they were going to have to rearrange their schedules to be able to come in and get their allergy shots because school was starting in 2 weeks, and they were going back to decorate their classrooms in like 7 days. And
Okay, yes, even as
homeschooling parents, it can be overwhelming. You think that homeschooling moms and dads, oh, they have so much wiggle room, they don't have to get those kids on the school bus, but there's a lot of pressure involved in getting the curriculum ready, making sure everything's here on time, getting back into the swing of things, trying to be positive and optimistic, as we're going to be talking about in a couple of minutes, and getting the kids on board about it.
I mean, whatever the school situation, it takes a lot of work for mom and dad to help their kids really ramp up to it and to have a healthy attitude toward learning. So if you are feeling a little overwhelmed as you head down the final stretch toward getting ready for the back-to-school season, give us a call. We'll help you out, 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. Of course, if your question has more to do with marriage or extended family issues or personal struggles with those dark feelings of depression or anxiety or anger or confusion, frustration, let us help you find solid answers to all those difficult questions. 877-573-7825. Let's get started with our prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for the opportunity you are giving us to spend this time with you and with all the good people who are tuning in right now. We ask your blessing, Lord, on the week that is ahead, and we offer it all up to you. We ask you to help us serve you well in all of our relationships and in all the work that we do, and that we might be able to bring our whole heart, mind, and strength to bear on the tasks that you give to us. But Lord, sometimes our hearts are heavy, our minds are clouded and confused, and our strength fails us. And in those times, pour your love more fully into our hearts that we might be set ablaze with the fire of your love. Fill our minds with the peace that surpasses all understanding, so that we would be able to hear your voice speaking to us, that small, still voice calling us. And strengthen us for the journey ahead. Strengthen us with your grace, Lord, that we might be able to bear the gospel of life to all that we meet, and live your gospel of love in every interaction in the day. We ask all of this in the name
and
of
the
Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mary, seat of wisdom,
please, Mother, pray for us.
Well, if you are having a hard time today, it's time for our Living in the Word segment, where we take a look at a verse from Scripture that reminds us of God's faithfulness and our response. I'm going to ask you to commit this verse to memory. Where today's Living in the Word comes to us from Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? Bold words. I love this verse because it is so bold. It's just this sort of, almost cocky because we're joyfully confident in God's providence in the face of trial. And I'm going to ask you to commit this verse to memory so that his word can be a comfort to you in your time of need. Again, Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? Praise God, we don't have anything to be afraid of because he is on our side. He is with us. But you, if you're feeling a little down today, if you're feeling like, you know, maybe those resources just aren't enough, and you're doubting that God cares or is paying attention to you in your particular circumstances, we're here for you. Pick up the phone, dial 877-573-7825, and we'll help you create solid, faithful answers to whatever is weighing heavily on your heart, troubling your mind, or causing your strength to fail you. 877-573-7825. Well, we promised to talk a little bit about ways to build children's positive outlook because, according to new research, children who have positive outlooks are actually better learners. And we get a lot of questions from parents who are wondering, how can I help my kid get the most out of school? Well, one of the things that may be often overlooked is the need for the children to have a more positive outlook about life in general, not just school in particular. You know, in the last 50 years, our population has seen an increase in their standard of living. You know, families, generally speaking, have more money than families 50 years ago. They own bigger homes, more cars, they live longer. But unfortunately, according to Dr. Martin Seligman at the University of Pennsylvania, our sense of meaning, purpose, and satisfaction with life have not gone up. In fact, they've decreased. And this decrease in a sense of meaning, purpose, and satisfaction with life has been particularly detrimental to children.
Nearly 20% of young people are now experiencing depression. 20%! That's huge! And, of course, that carries over into their relationships, into job satisfaction later in life, and into school performance when they're still young.
So, you know, it turns out, according to this new research, as we said, that the children who have a more positive outlook are able to perform better. And that shouldn't come as a terrific surprise to most people. You know, if you are confident in your abilities, if you feel like things are going to turn out okay, then you have a tendency to apply more of yourself and to apply yourself more consistently to the tasks that are in front of you, which, of course, is going to lead to greater academic success for children, but to greater success in life overall. There is a new program at the University of Pennsylvania called the Positive Psychology Program, which was working with high school students, and we can teach you one of the techniques to begin working with your kids, too. In fact, it's a very simple little exercise that you can begin doing with your kids now.
They're saying that the program increased optimism and reduced depressive symptoms for up to a year after the program was experienced by the adolescents. It also reduced hopelessness and clinical levels of depression and anxiety among the students.
So pretty powerful stuff for a fairly simple program. You know, we've talked before about positive psychology, and I think that Catholics in particular would be drawn to positive psychology because of its emphasis on character strength, in particular virtues like kindness and courage and wisdom and perseverance. You know, it's wonderful, I think, to hear a psychologist actually encouraging people to live according to virtue as opposed to just doing what their feelings tell them to do.
After decades and decades of go with your feelings, we're finally getting the results of, hey, that hasn't worked so well. We have a more depressed population than ever. Here's an idea. Let's teach virtue. Maybe if we go far enough, Greg, one day they'll say, maybe if we taught prayer in schools, kids would be even better, too.
Oh,
but
now you're just
we're not going to push it that far today.
That's just crazy talk, Lisa.
We're just going to talk about virtues.
So the good news is psychologists have your back, at least some do, with regard to teaching your kids virtue. And I want to encourage you parents out there to try to take a page from this book because, you know, virtue, living a virtuous life, is really essential to having a positive outlook and to having a more successful life in general.
Truly, this exercise should be done by everybody in the family, adults and kids included, because if you're all working toward this together, you can support one another more, kind of catch each other as you're lapsing into those more anxiety or depressive, you know, episodes or moments in your life and keep them from going to a darker place. So everybody working together on this would be a great idea.
You know, so we talk a lot about a mission statement exercise that focuses on cultivating virtue in the family. This positive psychology program has a very similar approach to cultivating virtue, but one simple exercise that had a dramatic impact on the kids' positive outlook and their learning outcomes was as easy as this. The researchers had the children write down three good things that happened each day for a week. So, for instance, a student might write down, I answered a really hard question in Spanish class, right? Or I helped my mom shop for groceries. You know, or those sorts of things, where I was able to do something that was a good thing for somebody else, or it was successful for me, made me feel good about myself and my life.
Now, the interesting thing is they didn't just write it down, kind of like, we've taught this before, Oprah teaches it, there are a lot of people pointing to this gratitude idea, if you just write down 3 to 5 good things that happen in a day. This went a little bit further with this exercise. They then asked to have the students write down the answer to the following questions. What does this mean to you? And how can you increase the likelihood of having more of this good thing happen in the future?
I like those two questions. First of all, you know, that one question, what does it mean to you, you know, that this happened? What does it mean to you that you answered that hard question in Spanish class? What did it mean to you that your mom needed your help to shop for groceries? What did it mean to you that some friends invited you out with them? I think what that does is it really drives home the significance of these small events and helps us really appreciate, well, you know, like Lisa and I were talking about our gratitude for having some electricity this morning, you know, being able to just recognize, you know, good things do happen in life. We don't have to wait around for big good things to happen. We just have to stop and really ponder those little blessings of each day.
But then when you actually take it to what does it mean to you and how can you increase the likelihood of having more of that good thing in the future, then suddenly you're owning it. So if we were going to do this exercise, and thank God for electricity, maybe to have more of this good thing in the future, we should buy a generator.
Hey, there you go.
Then we're actually taking a positive step toward getting what we want. To give children especially, this study was done in particular, the one that they're talking about here was done with ninth grade students, to give them a sense at that age especially that they can have an effect, a positive effect on their own lives and their own happiness is huge, because they're inundated with teachers and media that tell them that they really have no effect on anything. That you know, global warming is going to wipe out half the earth, and that, you know, this or that is happening, and that they're meant to be depressed because they're the highest depression rates in, you know, the history of adolescence. And this kind of stuff just gets recorded in our kids' brains, and they think that they're helpless to affect any real change. But to give them a sense of, okay, this is a good thing. You had three good things happen to you today. What can you do to make it happen again? Suddenly they're owning something and realizing that they have power.
So once again, this simple exercise that you could do with your whole family beginning today that I think would help your kids in the ways that the children in this whole program were helped. Again, the first question, three good things that happened today. Next to each of those three things, what did it mean to you that happened? And then the second question is, how can you increase the likelihood of having more of this good thing happen in the future? Turns out that students who took this program and did simple exercises like this, there were others in the program, of course, this wasn't the only thing, but students who took the program reported more enjoyment and engagement in school. The teachers who evaluated their students' behavior found that the students were more curious about what they were doing, tended to love learning more, and showed more creativity in the classroom. Interestingly enough, the most significant effects of this program for teaching positive outcomes to kids or positive outlooks to kids were particularly strong in the average learners, among average learners, not the honors classes. And it was helpful there. But among average learners, the people who took the positive psychology program had more empathy, self-control, and a desire to cooperate with their peers and to assert themselves in class.
Those are huge virtues that every parent wants to encourage in their child. Empathy, self-control. Who doesn't want a child with self-control? And a desire to cooperate and assert yourself in class, those are huge. And to be able to work with children in such a simple way and get such wonderful fruit.
There are a lot
Definitely
of people who,
worth doing.
There are a lot of people who don't think of virtue. I think most people don't think of virtue as something to be taught. I think that most of us, you know, tend to see virtue as descriptors, as adjectives. You know, oh, he is a responsible person or she is a joyful person. But really, you know, when we live in the spirit, we are supposed to be building our whole lives around pursuing virtue and becoming better examples of what we say we believe, and looking at virtues as resources, as things that have to be taught and practiced. So this is a simple little exercise that helps you and your kids develop all of those virtues that they need to become more healthy, happy, successful people. If you are struggling to be that happy, healthy, successful person in your life or to convey that to your children, give us a call. We'll help you sort it out at 877-573-7825. Again, the toll-free number, 877-573-7825. If you want to take this in another direction, we are here for you regardless of what is weighing heavily on your heart, troubling your mind, or causing your strength to fail you. Give us a call. Our email address as well.
radio@exceptionalmarriages.com.
And we'll have more with your questions, comments, and insights coming up right after these messages.
Hi, this is Kara Coulter with Ave Maria Radio, and I'm reaching out to you on behalf of Marge Scribola, our volunteer coordinator. She's kind of shy, so she asked me to ask you for your help. Ave Maria Radio's fall membership drive is September 14th through the 18th this year, and we need new volunteers to help us answer our phones during the drive. Marge told me to tell you what we do during the drives. She said, we have fun, we meet new friends, we pray, we laugh, we answer phones, we enter data, then we pray and laugh and pray some more. It's a great time. If you're interested in joining us, here's how you can get involved. Email Marge at mlskr@aol.com or call this toll-free number, 877-288-1077. That's mlskr@aol.com or call 877-288-1077. God bless you.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
In recent weeks, we've worked our way through Father Ricardo's RCA for Catholic series and progressed to the moral life. Now it's time for the Ten Commandments. This week it's the fifth commandment, you shall not kill. Father Ricardo's title is, both in life and death, you belong to God. Listen to Christ is the Answer, Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday afternoons at 5, and Sunday mornings at 11 on 990 WDEO, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the Answer.
Christ is the Answer is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. It doesn't matter whether the issue is related to marriage or parenting, extended family issues, spirituality questions, sexuality issues, or personal struggles with depression, anxiety, or other strong feelings. We are here for you, my friends. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. The only thing standing between you and the solutions you're looking for is that phone call. Or you can shoot us an email
at radio@exceptionalmarriages.com. Right now we're going down to Texas to talk to Anna.
Anna, welcome to the program. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was interested when you said people that are looking with dread the next week or so coming up. And I hate to say it, but I'm a special education, a high school teacher. Mm-hmm. And I am looking dreadfully towards the next couple of weeks. And part of that is I think people really don't realize, and I really don't care about what they realize or not, but what I'm facing is I face resource English classes. I've taught them for 10 years. But what happens to us and what I'm facing again, and this year probably is, you know, last year ended, I was tired. This year it's still going on, teaching four freshman through senior English, and this year I'm teaching two new classes, and if this is typical, I've learned Friday, I have two new classes, sophomore and freshman, and I got the curriculum for them on Friday. I start teaching the sophomore class with my seniors who I've taught before on the 24th.
So you're really overwhelmed. I mean,
they
have
totally whomped you by giving you no time whatsoever to prior plan any of this.
This is absolutely typical every year. Plus, we are inundated with paperwork, you know, continually, all the time, running. And I don't know. This sounds terrible, but all special ed teachers, do you hear me out there?
Yes.
We all know we never get any accolades, and that's okay. I'm speaking for all of you, but it's just always this way. So me, personally, it's just like, oh, my gosh, here we go. The year ended, and I'm just like, the mountain again. And it is overwhelming. Can you help me with this?
Well, yes. I mean, in some ways, of course, we can't lighten your course load at all or help you have more time to prepare for it. But I think that there are two things that you want to try to do. The first one is trying to reconnect in whatever ways with why you got into this business in the first place. Why is it that you are a special ed teacher? What, you know, and how...
And actually listing them, Anna, because, you know, I'm a teacher, too. I know the deal. And I'll tell you what, after 16 years of homeschooling, I need to do this for myself to kind of... you know, re-energize myself, why you chose this line of work, write down some of the really poignant parts of your career over the years that you said, this is a day that I felt like I really got through to a kid, or
now,
the parents did appreciate me, and this is why.
When you write those things down, though, what I'd like you to do next to each of those things that you write down about why you went into it are give some concrete examples of how that's still relevant today. Because I think that, you know, it's going to take some mental gymnastics for you to do this, because, you know, when you get into the middle of it, you're starting to feel a little burned out, you're a little exhausted. You know, sometimes why you went into special education, or why anybody went into anything they did, and what they're actually doing seems so far apart. But if you can start to reconnect with some of that early passion and some of that early optimism and sense of mission, it can really help carry you through. The other thing, though, I'm gonna suggest that you do the same exercise that we were just talking about, that really every day, not just between now and the beginning of the school year, but really every day, I'd like you to write down, you know, three good things about your work. You know, even if it's a bit of a stretch, write down those three good things about the work. Then next to it, write down, number one, what does it mean to you that happened? You know, why is that so significant? And number two, what could you do to try to make more of those same kinds of good things happen in the future? So that, because a lot of the frustration that you're describing comes from this feeling of powerlessness. You know, they gave you this schedule. They gave you these courses. They dumped this stuff on your lap, and you're just going to have to kind of sit there and take it. If you could reclaim some sense of that power by paying attention to the good things that do happen and asking yourself, what could I do to recreate those good things in the future? It helps you reconnect with a sense of power that helps to overcome that feeling of powerlessness that you're starting this year off with. That's not going to take care of it all, but I think that it's going to help you definitely give you that shot in the arm that you need to get started. And I'm going to encourage you, too, to pick up a copy of Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy by Dr. David Burns, which addresses a lot of the kind of cognitive distortions that can get in the way of happiness and start you on the right path.
The other book that I'd really like to recommend to you is a book called Authentic Happiness, it was written by Martin Seligman, who's the guy who created this particular exercise for the teenagers that we were talking about at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, Authentic Happiness, really good resource for all folks who are trying to get a little bit more out of their life and to feel a little happier with the work that they're doing. Anna, I want to thank you so much for the call. I want to give you props for the hard work that you're doing.
Anna, you are such a hero. The fact that you went into it in the first place. I mean, we all know as we sit in our courses in college to become licensed teachers that there are very few who are brave enough to enter into the field that you have gone into and the age group that you have gone into, and thank God for you.
I really love
you.
It anyway.
Well, good. Try to get back in touch with that, and we'll be praying for you as you ramp up to the school year.
God bless you, Anna. Thanks so much for the call. 877-573-7825 is the toll-free number to call. Look, yeah, whatever you're doing, the opportunities for burnout are, you know, endless, right? I mean, you do whatever you do, no matter how meaningful, important, or life-changing it is for a while. After a while, you start to feel like it's the same stuff, different day. And you can feel powerless, you can feel worn out, you can, you know, I get it. But if you can do these simple things that not just do the gratitude list, but actually take it a little bit further, as Seligman was suggesting, and we were just passing on to Anna, you know, write down, you know, when these good things happen, what can I do to make sure they keep happening? You know, to make sure they happen again in the near future. What are my plans? Because it does two things for you. Number one, it helps you reconnect with that personal sense of power. The other thing, though, it does is it gives you a sense of hope, because, you know, it's not just that a good thing happened and, okay, well, I'll note that, and that's the last good time that any good thing will ever happen
because
again.
Because really, when we do just that, we feel like maybe good things are swirling around in the universe, and occasionally they hit and stick like we're fly paper, and occasionally they don't. But when we think about what can I do to up the chances of it happening again, then we start to really own our own power about things and begin to really work at drawing the things that make us happy to us.
And we feel hopeful because we know that we are going to create opportunities where those good things will occur and we'll have something to be happy about again in the near future. All right, folks, if you are struggling to find happiness in your life or to find success in the relationships that are giving you a hard time or to wrestle with those personal demons that keep holding you down, pick up the phone and give us a call. Let us help you find the joy, the peace, the satisfaction that life in Christ should bring, the abundant life that we're all made for. Give us a call. It's 877-573-7825. Our email address,
radio@exceptionalmarriages.com.
And we'll be back with your questions, comments, and insights coming up after this.
At Ave Maria Mutual Funds, investing is far more than a numbers game. Investment performance is of utmost importance, and equally so are issues such as abortion and pornography. Chances are, these are important to you as well. To learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds' pro-life investing strategies and our investment results, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA or visit www.avemariafunds.com. Ave Maria Mutual Funds can help you feel good about your investment decisions, smart investing, and Catholic values. Performance data quoted represents past performance, which is no guarantee of future results. Investment return and principal value are historical and may fluctuate so that the redemption value may be worth more or less the original cost. Prospective investors should read the prospectus carefully and consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. The prospectus, which can be obtained by calling 1-866-AVE-MARIA or online at avemariafund.com, contains this and other information. Distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
The 12th Call to Holiness Conference takes place at the Shrine of the Little Flower in Royal Oak, Saturday, October 10th. The purpose of this conference is to reach all Catholics, to present and to teach about the great treasure that we Catholics possess, the Holy Mass. Often people come to Mass without truly understanding what is going on. Speakers like Father Edouard Perron intends to have a priest play act the Mass while he will explain each gesture, each prayer, while Father Michael Foley will explain how the Mass shaped the Western world. At this time, when Pope Benedict declares the year for priests, this conference will just underscore the true role of the priest. Pope Benedict is more and more emphasizing the infinite value of the Mass and how we, as Catholics, need to be disposed to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. Following our Holy Father's lead, the theme for this year's Call to Holiness Conference is Treasures of the Mass. To register, go to calltoholiness.com or call 586-247-1497. That's 586-247-1497.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825 about marriage, about parenting, about work, about spirituality, about whatever it is that you need to live a more joyful and abundant life. Pick up the phone, give us a call at 877-573-7825. If you're on the line, hang on. If you haven't called in yet, give us a holler. First, though, it's time for Letters from Home, where we take a brief look at the writings of a brother or a sister in the Lord who's gone before us as a way of encouraging us on our journey toward our heavenly home. Today's letter comes to us from St. John Vianney, who writes, "You cannot please both God and the world at the same time, for they are utterly opposed to each other in their thoughts, their desires, and their actions. Do not try to please everyone, then. Try rather to please God, the angels, and the saints, for they are your public." You know, that's good company we're keeping, St. John Vianney reminds us, and those are the folks that we need to be working to please. And if you're having a hard time pleasing anybody these days and not sure how to get to that place where you can start feeling like you are pleasing the God who made you and the saints who are rooting for you, give us a call. We'll work it out together. 877-573-7825.
Right now we're going to Luis in Texas.
Luis, welcome to the program. How can we help you today?
Hi, Dr. and Mrs. Popchak. I have a terrible problem. I came home from my silent retreat yesterday to find a group of five of my closest friends here waiting for me to inform me that my wife has left me. And they said it's temporary. I blew up. I was not expecting this. She was so very forceful for me to go to the retreat. And I went against my will, silent retreat, and I came back to this. And she took everything out of the house, everything, Everything she took out that was dear to
she
her.
She sent you on a silent retreat, and then when you came back, she was gone, her stuff was gone, and there were five of your closest friends there telling you what was going on. No, what? So they everybody knew about this before she left?
Yes, something like that.
So now this obviously was a pretty coordinated effort. Why?
I'm finding out more and more how coordinated it was and how much planning she put into it.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's temporary. She won't really talk to me hardly, and she.
Okay, now Louise, this sounds to me like somebody who was really trying to get through to you. She didn't just give up on the marriage and take her stuff and walk away and not inform you of anything. She had people who you respect in place to tell you what's going on. She's saying it's temporary and that she wants to affect a change and work on the marriage. So what is she trying to convey to you? What is missing, or what is she telling your friends to tell you has to change?
She hasn't told them anything yet. She's leaving that between the two of us, and it basically has to do with the struggles. We've had financial struggles for a year and a half now. Our business is down over 50%. It's really put pressure on us. Last year, expenses went up by double, and our income went down by half. We've spent everything we've had, pretty much. And I came back from the retreat thinking, okay, I'm going to fix this, and I'm going to start working on it. And I've been trying to work on some sort of plan for quite some time now. But it's probably too much to tell you about on the phone. And at the risk of getting her angry or anyone else finding out, because all my friends listen to the radio, they know who I am, I'm sure. But I'm okay with that. I don't know that it's ever in the best interest of the marriage to walk out like that, and just walk out and actually move out. I mean, she took everything, and people, to me, in my opinion, don't do that unless they're planning on leaving permanently. And she's left. She's gone.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I mean, you know, you're obviously and understandably angry and hurt, and you feel betrayed. And I'm going to ask you to not go to that place where you want to go, where you just feel like, okay, this is it. Then
it's too late. I'm already there.
Well, I'm going to ask you to fight your way back, because that's not going to be productive. You know, clearly she's done this to get your attention about something. All right, maybe you feel like it's not the most effective way. Maybe it's not the most whatever, and it's pulling all kinds of revenge fantasies and all kinds of anger. I want you to focus instead on what needs to be done to hear the pain, the frustration, the anger that she's got, so that you can respond more effectively to it than perhaps you have been in the past. I need you to get in touch with a good therapist that's going to help you start putting your life and the marriage back together again. If you don't have somebody already, you can learn more by going to either marriagefriendlytherapists.com for a local referral. You can get in touch with us through the Pastoral Solutions Institute at exceptionalmarriages.com, or by calling to make an appointment at 740-266-6461. But regardless, you know, the wrong thing to do right now would be to start getting all full of, you know, vinegar and anger and starting to say, you know, I'm going to show you for doing this to me. You want to sit there and prayerfully contemplate, why is she so angry? Why is she so hurt? Why did she feel like this was really the only way that she could get my attention? And what do I need to do to start responding to the pain, to the anger, to the hurt that she's got right now, so that I can show her that I've got the message and I'm ready to work? And that's where you need to be focusing, getting on the resources that you need and conveying the attitude that says, we can make this work.
Because the fact of the matter is, she sent you the message through her friends that it's temporary. That means no matter how angry she's made you by doing what she's done, she's willing to work on it, and that is huge. And if your friends are listening, and I hope they are, Louise, I want them surrounding you, encouraging you to work on this marriage and get the resources you need to make it happen. She's obviously gotten to a place where she was really trying to shake things up and get your attention. I'm not saying the way she did it was right or not right. We don't know all the details of the situation. But now you have been given a choice. Either wake up and really attend to it and be a strong man of God and say, this is it. We have come to a breaking point, and I am going to fight the dragon that is attacking my marriage.
Not your wife.
No.
You're not going to fight your wife.
It feels like it's my wife.
And you can't let Satan convince you of that, because it's not.
I feel alone. I feel betrayed and deceived, and I'm angry.
I understand.
compose myself.
Yeah, take some time to. That's all right. Take some time to pull it together. But then you're going to need to respond to this in as positive a way as you possibly can by saying, "All right, you've got my attention. What do we need to do to fix this?"
I worked hard this morning already on a lot of things. I've made great progress, but I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
All right, Louise, if there's more that we can do to support you, you can, like I said, you can give us a call to make an appointment through the Pastoral Solutions Institute, and I or one of my associate counselors will be here for you at 740-266-6461. You can locate some local help with marriagefriendlytherapists.com, whatever you like, but you definitely need somebody holding your hand through this process, because this could be the best thing that ever happened to your marriage, or it could be the end of it all. And what happens over the next couple of weeks is going to make that determination of what happens next, whether this becomes a thing that changes everything for the better, or this becomes the end of a very important part of your life, and we wouldn't want that to happen. So please do call for some support and get the resources you need to put this back together again. We're going to add you to our prayer list, Luis, you and your wife, and we ask all of Luis's friends to please do respond in support and love to him as he struggles to understand why this has happened.
Be prayer support. Be there for him. Be there next to him praying, and somebody should get over there and help him find a therapist now, because he needs a guide who knows how to put marriages back together to make this work as rapidly as possible before too much distance occurs.
If anybody would like more information on marriage-friendly and faith-friendly help, you can go to our website at exceptionalmarriages.com. All right, with that, let's go to Joe in Canton, Ohio, who's got a question for us. Joe, welcome to the program. How can we help you today? Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am,
Dr. Hey, there he is. What's your question for us, Joe?
I'm an educator, too, and I begin on the 24th of August with my new teachers. I teach in a graduate program here, and this research that you referred to earlier in the program on positive psychology interests me very much, and I would like to use that as part of my assignment for my teachers this coming session. I need the information about the title, the journal.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm going to link the article at our website. So if anybody wants information on this particular study, they can go to exceptionalmarriages.com and then click on the Heart, Mind, and Strength weblog. We'll post that immediately after the program, and we'll have the link to that information there. In addition, if you want more information on positive psychology, you can just go to any search engine and type in Positive Psychology Center, University of Pennsylvania, and it'll take you right to their homepage where they have educational opportunities, programs, resources for teachers. A lot of their research is linked there as well. It's really some very interesting and very compelling stuff, and I think that the people of faith in particular should take more advantage of this whole positive psychology movement, because it's it leans very heavily on virtue education, which is just unheard of, and I think a very, very productive thing. So, like I said, if you go to our website at exceptionalmarriages.com, we'll link the article there for you after the program, and for more information on positive psychology, just Google Positive Psychology Center, University of Pennsylvania. All right, Joe?
Thank you very much, and I do really enjoy the research that you present at the beginning of your programs every day. That's great stuff. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Joe. We really appreciate hearing that from you. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
We're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Hopefully, every day on Heart, Mind, and Strength, we're able to give you some new tools and information to help you live a more joyful and abundant life. But if you're struggling to figure out how to apply it in your particular circumstances, because it's one thing to learn interesting information, it's another thing to actually use it sometimes. And if you aren't quite sure how to take it out of the box and actually plug it into your everyday marriage, family, or personal circumstances, well, that's what we're here for. Technical support for living the abundant life. 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. Our email address,
radio@exceptionalmarriages.com.
Stick around, a whole lot more good stuff coming up right after the break.
You now have two great Detroit area locations for religious merchandise. There's A. Mutea Church Supply in Garden City, and now G.A. Fuchs Church Supply in Madison Heights. Between the two stores, they offer the largest selection of religious merchandise in southern Michigan, with everything from statuary, rosaries, and crucifixes to a large inventory of books. If you need it for your religious group or services, they have it. A. Mutea and G.A. Fuchs Church Supply. Just choose the location closest to you. You'll find A. Mutea Church Supply on Ford Road, just east of Merriman Road in Garden City. If you'd like to call for more information, the number is 734-513-2950. Write it down, 734-513-2950.
If you're closer to Madison Heights, you can stop at G.A. Fuchs Church Supply on Stevenson Highway, just south of 14 Mile Road, off I-75. You can call them at 248-589-0200. You'll want to write that one down, too. 248-589-0200. They look forward to serving you.
Hello, this is Steve Ray with another Pilgrimage Minute. Jesus went on long pilgrimages, and he went on some short ones. He walked for a week up to Jerusalem, but he also spent many nights praying in the nearby mountains. I've been atop Mount Arbel looking over Capernaum and the Sea of Galilee, and I imagine Jesus up there on a short pilgrimage to pray. If Jesus thought time alone with the Father was important, how much more should we? Jesus asked his disciples to pray with him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He taught them to pray the Our Father on the Mount of Olives. He wants to teach us the same way. Jesus asks, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Do you live for the riches of the world?" Maybe it's time to slow down and climb the mountain. Maybe it's time to put priorities right. Start with a pilgrimage.
More information on taking a pilgrimage can be found at AveMariaRadio.net and look for the pilgrimage picture link on the homepage.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, the toll-free number, 877-573-7825. If you're having a hard time today, just knowing how to make it all work for you, then we are here with the technical support you need to start living that abundant life that you know Christ calls you to. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about getting more out of your marriage, your parenting relationships, your personal circumstances. If you want the answers that will help you live life more abundantly, we're here for you. 877-573-7825. Because guess what, folks? It's not magic. You know, we pray and we pray and we pray and we want this transformation, and God wants to give us this transformation. But it isn't magic. We have to learn how to take whatever it is that God is giving us, the information, the insights, the practical tools, and use them. And sometimes those things don't seem to come with the instructions that can make a whole lot of sense to us. They do. I mean, you know, God is a good teacher, right? He's not a bad teacher. He's a good teacher. He's a rabbi, right? And he's going to give us the instructions we need. But sometimes we freak ourselves out as we're looking at these instructions and we say, "But this can't possibly be right. This couldn't possibly work in my circumstances." And we have all this old programming in our back of our heads that keeps telling us that this thing that God is telling us to do, or this way that God is telling us to do it, couldn't possibly work. I know that it'll just bear more bad fruit in my life because of something so-and-so told me, or something that happened to me with this and that person. But the truth is, God is wiser than us, that his ways are truly far above our ways, his thoughts above our thoughts. And sometimes we need that encouragement, that support, to begin understanding that we can't cling to our own wisdom, but rather we need to open ourselves up to him. If you're in a place where you need to make more sense out of your life and to start doing the work that will help you cooperate with the grace, that will enable you to make the changes that lead to that joyful and abundant life, then it's time to make the call at 877-573-7825. Again, 877-573-7825. Our email address
is radio@exceptionalmarriages.com. Just a tip here. Every once in a while, we get somebody who says, "We couldn't find your website," or "It somehow took us to a place we didn't want to be." There must be an S at the end of exceptionalmarriages.com.
There you go.
So please use it. radio@exceptionalmarriages.com or the exceptionalmarriages.com website.
All right. With that, we are going to Joyce in Naples, Florida. Joyce, welcome to the program. How can we help you today? Joyce, going once?
I know. That's why I call you today.
What's up, Joyce?
I just remember that I have I had a self-induced abortion when I was 20 years old. I'm 60 years old now.
So you're saying this was a repressed memory, and how did it come to light? Were you in therapy?
I think what it is I've been going to AA for many years, and I have come back to the Catholic Church and have gone to confession many times, but I never recall that I, when I was a young college student, I took a particular substance that made me most likely, because I never confirmed the pregnancy, but most likely, my intent was not to be pregnant. And I think it's because of my daily prayer and my weekly confessions, I finally realize it, because I keep thinking of my roommate. My roommate had honest-to-goodness abortions where she had to go to, to the doctor or to back alley abortions prior to legalization of abortions. Mm-hmm. And I always said to myself, thank God I was not like her. And I always carried that thought in my mind for 40 years. Thank God I never had to have an abortion. But now it comes to me, I took a substance that made me get my period. And I really, in my heart, know that that was a self-induced abortion.
And so now you're wondering what to do with it, or how is this affecting you?
I don't know what to do with it. I did call Rachel's garden. I have
Rachel's
not
Vineyard?
Talked
mm-hmm.
to them yet.
Okay, you've not talked to them yet.
I've not yet, because I just made the phone call, this morning. But my other dilemma is that I'm married to not the man that I got pregnant with, but I'm married to a man that I married when I was 35 years old, mm-hmm. and we never had children. And we wanted to, and I was infertile, and probably for other reasons than my self-induced abortion. But I told him on Saturday, because I've been going to Mass and on a regular basis and accepting communion. I told him I could not accept. I told my husband that I have right now, I could not accept communion. I said, I have committed a grave mortal sin. And I said, I think I may even be excommunicated right this moment. And he never asked me what was my trouble. And I think my dilemma now is I know I'm going to have Rachel's garden, but what do I do with this sadness between me and my husband right now? Because I just left the house now because he said he really didn't need to know about it.
Do you think he's trying to be sensitive, or do you think he just doesn't care? I guess I'm trying to get a sense of, generally speaking, he's fairly emotionally supportive, and this is his way of trying to say, listen, I don't care what you've done, I don't care where you've been, I love you and I accept you, and we don't need to get into all of that. I mean, is that what he's trying to do, or is it more
I want to believe that's what it, but I think, I mean, I've been in tears, all night long for two nights. And he never asked me what was your sin? I guess I should go with that thought.
I'm asking you, generally speaking, is he fairly supportive emotionally? Or
do you generally feel emotionally abandoned by him?
I generally feel emotionally abandoned by him.
Okay.
I'm quite sure that he's a very responsible man. But I did, as I left the house today, I said, I look to you as the spiritual leader of this family, even though this family is only you and me and my elderly mother. I said, I still look to you. My husband, I look to you. And he said, and he was just very angry at me. So I said, I think I better cool off and pray. So I'm on my way to church.
Okay. Well, good. And I'd like you to talk with the pastor, because I think that you need some spiritual guidance there as well.
And you need to go to confession to feel right about that. The first thing you do is you just talk to the pastor today and say, I need an appointment right now, or as quickly as you can get me an appointment for confession. Get this out of the way. Follow through with Rachel's Vineyard. They will have a lot of information on how to deal with spouses who need to be have this information shared with them. But also, I really think it would be important for you to get in touch with a good Catholic therapist who can talk you through this and start to talk about the fact that you've felt emotionally abandoned by your husband for a long time and what you can do to begin to affect change.
Because
in that
I think this awareness that God has brought you to through your prayer life could be a real opportunity for healing both personally and relationally. It's going to help you make connections with parts of yourself that have been left buried for a very long time, but it's also going to give you, I think, the impetus you need to address the emotional abandonment that you've felt in the marriage for a long time as well. And so follow up with Rachel's Vineyard to get started on the post-abortion healing, but also contact a good faithful marriage counselor if you'd like to work with us for the Pastoral Solutions Institute. You can certainly learn more about our resources at exceptionalmarriages.com, or if there's somebody local that you feel comfortable working with, that's fine too. But either way, finding somebody that you can follow up the Rachel's Vineyard work with, and also include your husband in that process so that he can learn how to finally be the emotional support to you that you need, not just through this, but in general as well. Joyce, I want to thank you for having the courage.
Yes, thank you.
For facing this, for being willing to have the courage to face this at all, for being willing to call in with your question, and I hope inspire many, many other women who have gone through a similar experience to begin facing their abortion and the need to heal. And I want to let you know that we will certainly add you to our prayer list, and we will continue to pray for you every day. Please do keep us in the loop and let us know how things are going for you. But do follow up with Rachel's Vineyard, because they do wonderful, wonderful work. I know that Dr. Teresa Burke will be a great, great help to you. Her work will be a blessing in your life. Thanks for the call, Joyce. That's all the time
we've
got.
We're all praying for you as you go to confession this afternoon, that you may really, really feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
That's all the time we've got for today's program, but I want to thank you so much for being with us and allowing us to walk along with you during this part of your faith journey. We'll be here tomorrow taking your calls, responding to your questions, but until then, why don't you come on over and visit us at our place? I'll give you the address. It's www.exceptionalmarriages.com, where you can read excerpts from our books, take our quizzes, find out more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute telephone counseling practice, and lots of other resources to help you live a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. All there for you at exceptionalmarriages.com. Well, folks, one more thing I have to ask you to do before I let you go, and that's this: to get out there and love the Lord
with all your heart, mind, and strength.
God bless you, everybody.
You've been listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Greg and Lisa Popcheck. Heart, Mind, and Strength is produced by Ave Maria Radio and is supported by the generosity of listeners like you. Tune in every weekday at noon, 11 Central, for more faith-filled answers to life's difficult questions on Heart, Mind, and Strength.
So I choose to love with my heart, mind, and strength. With your precious grace, everything I face, I will overcome with my heart, mind, and strength.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
List your business on the Catholic Business Pages. Help support life and Catholic radio. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the Catholic Business Pages link to find out more. Sign up now and get 3 months free. You can advertise among a community of professionals and consumers that reflect your strong moral values. The Catholic Business Pages. Pro-life, pro-gospel, Catholics connected. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the Catholic Business Pages link. Sign your business up today.
Hi, I'm Tom Lowy, Development Director at Ave Maria Radio. I talk about Catholic radio all the time, and it never ceases to amaze me when I hear people say that they didn't even know there was such a thing as Catholic radio. I'll bet you've heard that too. But that's not good. Something has to change if we want to get the word out about Ave Maria Radio. Now believe me when I tell you, we can't afford to have fancy ad campaigns on TV or billboards on all the major intersections in town. But we do want people to know about Catholic radio. So we have to get the word out the old-fashioned way. We have to tell a friend. You see, if we want to grow, we have to do it one listener at a time. That's the conventional way to success in radio. And you can help. And here's how. You can tell a friend about Catholic radio. It's as simple as that. Tell them that it's on 990 on the AM dial. Tell them that you listen to it and that you like it. Tell them about all the great programs that you hear.